This is Dr. D. Sitaram dictating the cardiac progress notes on Loretta, L-O-R-E-T-T-A, Hill, H-I-L-L, date of examination 125-2013. Date of birth of the patient 128-1941. Loretta Hill, a 71-year-old correction, 72-year-old African American female, came to my office for cardiac follow-up. At this time, she gives history of occasional chest pain and taking one sublingual nitroglycerin 2 weeks ago period. Patient denies significant shortness of breath, orthopnea, although patient has some exertional dyspnea in the past period. There was no history of dizziness or syncopal episode period. Patient is markedly anemic on the recent CBC, and apparently patient is going for a colonoscopy. To define the etiology of anemia period. Prior to this, in August 2012, patient had a percent and stress cardiolite test, and the nuclear scan was abnormal, showing reversible ischemia over inferolateral wall, as well as anterolateral defects, which are of moderate in size. Period. I advise the patient to have a complete cardiac workup with cardiac catheterization and possible angioplasty. Period. Detailed information, brochures about the cardiac cath and angioplasty were discussed and were provided, period. However, patient was very reluctant to undergo any further cardiac workup. Patient opted for medical treatment at this time, period. Patient has had a cardiac catheterization many years ago, at which time no significant coronary artery disease was seen, period. Patient basically is also followed by her PMD, Dr. Howard Dubin, period. Patient other problems include essential hypertension, recently detected marked anemia, probably iron deficiency, period. Patient also has history of sleep apnea syndrome, but does not follow CPAP on a regular basis. Other medical problems also include hyperglycemia and possible diabetes mellitus type 2 in the past. Hypercholesterolemia, cardiac arrhythmia with PVC, period. There was no previous history of myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident, period. Systemic review, patient filled up symptom diary was reviewed and pertinent symptoms are noted, period. Allergies, patient states that she is allergic to penicillin, doxycycline and tetracycline. codeine and sulfa products. Patient also states that she is allergic to combazine, morphine, and ticlide, T-I-C-L-I-D. Period. Physical examination showed a overweight patient weighing 231 pounds, not in acute distress. Blood pressure today is 150 over 79. JVP was flat. Cardiovascular system examination showed regular heart sounds. There were no ectopic beats. F1 is muffled. A systolic murmur grade 1 over 6 was bested at the apex. There was no S3 gallop. There was no pericardial rub. Respiratory system examination was fairly clear. There was no clinical evidence of congestive heart failure. Abdomen was obese and non-tender. Extremity showed trace of beating edema. There was no calf tenderness. Period. Paragraph. An electrocardiogram showed sinus rhythm, left ventricular hypertrophy and T-wave changes. Poor R-wave progression. There were no acute changes. Period. Impression 1. Essential hypertension. Number 2. Arteriosclerotic heart disease, next number, abnormal and positive percent in stress test in August 2012, next number, sleep apnea syndrome, next number, anemia, next number, dyspnea, D-Y-S-P-N-E-A, next number, GERD, G-E-R-D, next number, cardiac arrhythmia with PVCs. Plan of treatment 1. Again, I discuss with the patient regarding the options of treatment of essential hypertension and coronary artery disease. Period. Patient again very reluctant for the cardiac cath and would like to proceed with the colonoscopy. At this time, patient also has complaints of constipation and altered bowel habits. Period. Next number. Risk involved with procedures undergoing with undefined coronary artery disease are explained to the patient. Next number. I also reviewed patient medications. I advise the patient to continue Procardia XL 90 milligrams once daily. Imdur was increased to 60 milligrams once daily. Ketopress TTS 3. Weekly. Nexium 40 milligram once daily. Hydrologen 25 milligram once daily. Aspirin is indicated with coronary artery disease suspected, however, infusions of marked anemia. Patient is very reluctant to use. Period. After gastrointestinal evaluation, if no specific contraindication exists, would start her on aspirin. Clear? Comma. Simvastatin, 40 milligram once daily. Zetia, Z-E-T-I-A, 10 milligram once daily, period. I advise the patient to bring all her medications for review. Period. Patient will be re-evaluated after 1 month time.